More Aboriginal health professionals and an audit into implicit bias at Tumut Hospital. Those are among the New South Wales coroner's recommendations after the inquest into the death of a pregnant Aboriginal woman. Naomi Williams went to the hospital at least 18 times in the 7 months before she and her unborn child died of a blood poisoning in January 3 years ago. The inquest was told Ms. Williams felt stereotyped and unheard during her many visits. Talia Bolger is Naomi Williams' cousin and George Newhouse is the lawyer who represented the family. They joined me both now. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you for having me.
George, what did the coroner say caused Ms. Williams' death?
Well, look, ultimately she did die, as you said, of a blood infection. But the question that the coroner had to consider was whether she might have been saved if she'd actually stayed in the emergency wing of Tumut Hospital on the morning that she appeared there and received additional investigation.
The coroner also said Ms. Williams felt unheard. What else did she have to say on that, the issue of bias and being ignored?
Well, she made quite a few findings there. It was quite clear that the way that Naomi was treated affected Naomi's view of whether she'd get reasonable care at the hospital and whether she'd bother presenting again. She'd attended 18 times in the 7 months before she passed away. On the morning that she died, she woke up and was probably deterred from attending the hospital because every time she had attended, she did not feel that she was respected and given appropriate care.
Talia, which of the recommendations are the most important to you? Because this is your cousin, you've obviously been very emotionally involved in this case as well. What are the important takeouts for you?
I think all of them are very important for our community, for our family. They have recommended that considerations in for training for the staff at Tumut Hospital on safety alerts, putting things in to identify the assessment tools that they should have used that night, and consideration in to record the statistics for Indigenous people coming up and non-Indigenous to try and record all those biases. I think everything that came out of it today was very important, but consulting with community, with the Aboriginal community, was one of the biggest for me.
How much difference would all these changes make? For example, having more Aboriginal people working at the local hospital?
I think it's going to make a huge difference. Over the past few years, community haven't felt comfortable, haven't felt welcome at the Tumut Hospital, so they do drive elsewhere. They drive over to Gundagai or Wagga, which is around an hour away. So if they have some more confidence in the hospital that these changes are in place and there's some more Aboriginal faces up there, they'll feel safer going back up.
George Newhouse, there are lots of recommendations here. Which are the ones that you consider to be most meaningful or the ones that have the potential to make the most change?
Look, I think the strengthening of the Aboriginal Health Liaison Worker Program, employing more Aboriginal health workers in the hospital, I think the recommendation to audit implicit bias and prejudice is really important. Obviously, it's an issue that the hospital system is burying their heads in the sand about. They don't want to acknowledge that some of these bad outcomes are because of prejudice. I mean, one of the experts gave evidence before the coroner that Aboriginal patients across this country get 30% fewer procedures, 30% fewer medical procedures than non-Indigenous Australians. And I think that these are issues that need to be measured, because if you're not measuring it, you don't see it. And that could actually create change. I also think that empowering the local community and treating them like real partners in the process is important. And I'm very pleased to say that Talia has joined the board of the hospital liaison group.
Talia, that's amazing. You made that decision. Why is that such an important step for you, given your really personal connection to this story as well?
First, to be able to get these changes in place, we need to all work together. And I've put myself up for that board to be able to be the conduit between community and hospital. and any voices from the hospital that need to speak to community, I can do that for them, and vice versa.
You've said that you and Naomi were like sisters growing up together. This has been a very long and painful journey for you and, of course, your family. How are you going today, and what's the next step, I suppose, in the difficult healing process here? Is this a key moment for your family?
It is. It is. This started 3 years ago, this process. That was a long time to get to this, but today was very rewarding, I think. It lifted a bit of a weight off of our shoulders. And now we can start moving forward. We can start that grieving and that healing now that we know that fight's been taken to the table.
I want to thank you both for coming on and talking about this. It's a really sad story, but hopefully this outcome will make changes for other people who interact with this hospital. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Talia Bolger is the cousin of Naomi Williams, and lawyer George Newhouse represented their family at the coronial inquest into her death at a New South Wales hospital 3 years ago. This is RN Drive.